Welcome to today's episode, where we dive into the forefront of AI in automotive technology. Let's kick things off with a fascinating development. Volvo will be the first to install Google's Gemini in its cars.
That's right. Volvo is leading the charge in automotive AI by integrating Google's Gemini. This move is set to revolutionize the way drivers interact with their vehicles. The Gemini AI will enable natural conversations, assist with navigation, and even explain user manual details, all aimed at reducing cognitive load for drivers.
This reminds me of the sci-fi movies where cars are almost like co-pilots. How exactly will this integration enhance the driving experience?
Great question. By expanding its partnership with Google, Volvo is enhancing its vehicles with AI that can translate languages and find locations, making driving less stressful and more intuitive. This initiative follows Volvo's early adoption of Android Automotive OS, showcasing their commitment to tech-driven solutions.
I can't help but wonder, what could this mean for the future of driving and AI in vehicles?
This could set a new standard for in-car AI, pushing other automakers to integrate similar technologies. It aligns with the industry's shift towards more intelligent, connected vehicles, potentially improving safety and user experience.
Speaking of industry shifts, let's transition to a heated topic in the tech world. NVIDIA's CEO recently criticized U.S. chip export restrictions for China.
Indeed, Jensen Huang from NVIDIA has voiced concerns over U.S. export controls, claiming they have inadvertently boosted Chinese chip developers. NVIDIA's market share in China has dropped significantly from 95% to 50% due to these restrictions.
That's quite a drop. What are the implications of these restrictions for NVIDIA and the broader tech industry?
Huang argues that these restrictions stifle American companies while empowering Chinese competitors like Huawei. With China's AI chip market expected to hit $50 billion by 2026, the ongoing restrictions could see U.S. firms losing technological and market ground.
This brings up broader questions about global tech competition and policy impacts. Now let's switch gears to the fintech world with Brex's new partnership with Zip.
Brex, known for its financial services tailored to startups, is partnering with Zip to reduce cash burn and streamline operations in preparation for an IPO. This collaboration marks a strategic move to enhance their market position.
Interesting move. How does this partnership align with Brex's long-term goals?
Brex aims to diversify its revenue streams beyond interchange fees by offering software solutions. Partnering with Zip allows them to consolidate resources and focus on sustainable growth as they eye a public offering.
A strategic partnership indeed. Let's move on to an exciting opportunity for tech enthusiasts, volunteering at TechCrunch All-Stage in Boston.
TechCrunch is calling for volunteers for their All-Stage event in Boston this July. It's a unique chance to gain insights into event production and network with industry professionals. Plus, volunteers get perks like event access and free passes to Disrupt in San Francisco.
Sounds like a fantastic opportunity for aspiring tech professionals. Now, let's discuss the latest developments at Luminar amid CEO changes and layoffs.
Luminar is undergoing another round of layoffs following the unexpected resignation of CEO Austin Russell. This restructuring is part of ongoing efforts to navigate challenges in the autonomous vehicle sector.
Restructuring can be tough. What does this mean for Luminar's future in the competitive LiDAR market?
These layoffs, estimated to cost $4 to $5 million, suggest Luminar is tightening operations to stay competitive. The company is focusing on strategic realignment to better position itself in the evolving autonomous vehicle industry.
Now switching to gaming news. Fortnite is back on the U.S. App Store after a five-year hiatus.
Epic Games has finally reinstated Fortnite on the U.S. App Store after resolving its legal battle with Apple. A judge ruled in Epic's favor, allowing developers to collect payments outside the App Store, which facilitated Fortnite's return.
Great news for Fortnite fans. How might this impact Epic Games and the broader app ecosystem?
This sets a precedent for app developers seeking more control over their revenue streams. It could encourage more developers to challenge existing App Store policies, potentially reshaping the digital marketplace landscape.
On to Google's latest innovations. Project Astra's expansion to Google Search and Gemini.
Google's Project Astra is enhancing user experiences by powering new features in Search and the Gemini platform. This includes real-time AI interactions via Search Live, allowing users to ask questions based on live video inputs.
Real-time AI sounds transformative. What are the practical applications of this technology?
Users can interact with their environment through AI, asking questions about what they see via their smartphone camera. This seamless integration of AI into everyday tasks highlights the potential for more intuitive human-computer interactions.
Now, let's talk about Google's SynthID Detector, a tool designed to identify AI-generated content.
Google's SynthID Detector uses watermarking technology to verify if content is AI-generated. This tool addresses the surge in AI media, helping users discern authentic content from AI creations.
A crucial tool in today's digital age. How effective is it in identifying AI content?
While SynthID Detector is limited to content created with Google's SynthID tools, it marks a step forward in content verification, aiming to maintain the integrity of digital media.
Speaking of Google's advancements, let's review highlights from Google I/O 2025.
Google I/O 2025 was all about AI integration. From AI-enhanced search in Gmail to new smart glasses partnerships, Google is embedding AI deeper into its ecosystem, setting the stage for more intuitive and interactive user experiences.
A comprehensive push into AI indeed. Now let's focus on Google's real-time AI camera sharing feature in Search.
Google's new feature allows users to engage with the world through their camera, asking questions and receiving instant AI-driven feedback. This capability, part of the expanded AI mode, showcases the practical applications of AI in everyday life.
A leap forward in visual search technology. Now a startup is helping TV shows act like creators.
ShopSense AI is enabling TV shows to engage viewers like creators do, with QR codes linking on-screen items to purchase options. This approach could redefine viewer interaction and content monetization in the entertainment industry.
Innovative indeed. Now let's discuss Danielle Persick from Amazon at TechCrunch Sessions, AI.
Danielle Persick will share insights into Amazon's AI advancements at TechCrunch Sessions, AI. Her expertise in human-computer interaction will provide valuable perspectives on the future of AI in business.
A must-attend for AI enthusiasts. Next, Logan Kilpatrick from Google DeepMind will also speak at the event.
Logan Kilpatrick will discuss the latest AI innovations at Google DeepMind. His session promises to offer insights into the rapid advancements and future directions of AI technology.
Exciting discussions ahead. Lastly, Jay Lee from 12 Labs will share his insights at the same event.
Jay Lee, known for leading the world's most powerful video intelligence platform, will provide an in-depth look at AI's role in video analytics and its implications for the tech industry.
A lineup not to miss. Finally, let's wrap up with Alation's acquisition of Numbers Station.
Alation's acquisition of Numbers Station aims to bolster its AI agent offerings, enhancing data management and analytics capabilities. This move highlights the growing importance of AI in enterprise data solutions.
An acquisition with significant potential. That's all for today's episode. Stay tuned for more tech insights and innovations. Until next time.